Hello, lovely people, and welcome to my podcast, Gems with Them. I am your host, Shell Donald, and sorry for the delay. Wait, you guys, it is Wagging Wednesday, also known as Drop That Shit Wednesday. But anywho, let's go ahead and get into these couple of topics. You got Shanquella Robinson case. You got anime lover versus wave follower of anime. Crime rate in Georgia. Car warranties. Life insurance. Working in your 20s versus working in your 30s. When to quit your job. Russia and Poland. Voting. Always follow your gut, men's mental health, and difference between healing and being broken. Now, the last episode we left off, I didn't get to get into the men's mental health, but this episode we will be getting into men's mental health. But let's go ahead and start this first topic. The young lady, I'm pretty sure everybody knows about the topic with the young lady, you know, being killed in Cabo, Mexico, basically, with the so-called, you know, with the video circulating around and whatever. And her name is, I think, Shanquella Robinson. I think I said it right. What I have to say is this, and it's going to be rare. Discreet what I say and very straight to the point. It's plenty of motherfuckers in your hometown or wherever you're from, you know, that are envious of you, that you call friend or whatever. But common sense should tell you this, and I feel sorry for that young lady because y'all got her drunk to the point that she couldn't even fucking fight back. And I feel like that's low down and that's a disgusting downright thing to do. But my thing is, I have people that claim to hate me or had hate for me or whatever. I've never hung around them or wanted to be around them. I used to be around them and hang around them until shit started hitting the fan to the point where if you got so much hate and envy in your heart for me, you don't need to be around me. If the next thought in your mind within the next 24 hours or whenever you're away from me is to plot to kill me, then my friend, you are, there's a special place in fucking hell for you. Because all six of them folks, I believe it was seven, but she make the seventh person. All y'all asses need to fry because that's some low down, just downright deceitful shit for y'all to plan that and to take that beautiful woman away from this world because y'all felt like, oh, you know, I don't like the way that she's going up. Your blessings will be cut short. Don't nobody need that type of shit in their life. For y'all to do that woman like that, plot and plan that, that's somebody's daughter. That's somebody's mother. Whether it was somebody's girlfriend, mother to their child, whatever, it don't matter. The point of the matter, some of y'all motherfuckers are low down and filing. Y'all, and whether people want to admit it or not, we have motherfuckers less like that in this world. It shouldn't have took for this video, for that video to circulate and go viral like that, for her parents to find out, for her family to find out, for her real true people friends to find out. People, be mindful. Pay attention to these signs. If you catching weird vibes, you catching weird energy, shit starting to fill off, then you, my friend, are right. Cut the motherfucker off. Because I know there's plenty of times from Twitch streamer friends, from real life friends, from whatever walks of life. I done ran into too many motherfuckers with weird ass energy. Well, I done felt like, okay, this ain't gonna work. I'm gonna have to cut them off because I'm feeling like I'm the fucking problem when I'm not the problem. When I'm just trying to, you know, greet people and make friends. And when shit start getting out of hand like that to where you trying to make friends and people are being more weird with you than anything, nah, baby, it's time to go. You doing the right thing. It's time to motherfucking go. Because don't nobody got time to be walking on eggshells and you just trying to figure out whether you like them or not. I know I damn sure don't. I'm gonna get the fuck on. ASAP. I don't give a fuck who's here, who's around, whatever. But we're not going to stay on the top forever. I just pray that family get justice for that woman. And you guys, please be mindful and pay attention to the signs. Your gut never lies to you. I don't give a fuck if y'all been friends since elementary, middle school. They wish you harm. They saying little snide-ass jokes or comments. They clap for everybody else but you. That's your sign to get the fuck on. Stop associating with them motherfuckers. They ain't your fucking friend. Next topic, anime lover versus wave follower. Okay, I've been saying this a lot. You know, I've been watching anime for years, like since I was a kid, for real. Because it's anime that's older than me, my husband, a lot of people that I know. I will say this. It's okay to follow the wave of it, but what is not cool, you following the wave to the point you're lying saying you've been watching anime or something like that. Hey, who knows? The new anime you're watching might make you into an anime lover. But my thing is, the difference between an anime lover and somebody that's a wave follower, the wave follows, you follow the wave of trending new anime. You're strictly on just that. A true anime lover knows what they like when it comes to anime. Whether it's slice of life, whether it's just regular anime, no matter what it is, you know what you like and you know what you love about that draw to that, you know, what anime first brought you into being a true anime lover. No offense to y'all, wave follows is cool, but that shit is tacky after a while because following the wave, just because a new anime came out and because everybody mama cosplaying it or doing this and that third, watching it, I just don't get it. It's not my cup of tea. It's not my thing. That's why I stay in my lane. I've been watching anime for a long time. You know, it's plenty of animes that We used to come on Toonami, you know, used to come on Saturday for cartoons and shit like that. It's with a mixture of everything, because you got Saturday morning cartoons, you got anime that comes on right after that, so everything was in the mix of each other. I'm a true anime lover, because I can tell you the first anime that I started fucking watching, you got Johnny Quest, you got, you know, Cowboy Bebop, you got Afro Samurai. It's plenty of shit, plenty of anime that some of us didn't even know, probably didn't even know was anime, but you could tell it was anime once you got older. You'd be like, damn, so I've been on anime for a long time. Yeah, it's shit like that that draws you in. But I ain't gonna stay on that long, because I could be talking about anime all motherfucking day if I wanted to. But anyway, next topic, crime rate in Georgia. As you know, for the people that stay in Georgia or that are in the residing area of Georgia, the crime rate in Georgia has gotten fucking ridiculous. And for real, if anybody pay attention to the deaths, besides police brutality and shit like that, it's been black on black crime. And I gotta say, my people, we gotta stick together. Stop the violence. If you know you don't fuck with somebody, you wanna shoot one, whoop their ass. But you know you can't take an ass whooping, your best bet to stay on the fucking porch. Stop dishing out shit that you can't handle. Stop writing checks that y'all asses can't cash. The minute somebody punched that fucking ticket for your ass, now you out here embarrassed and look stupid. Now you don't want to get my get back. If your ultimate goal is to get revenge on somebody just because y'all got to fight and it was a misunderstanding, then my friend, you are fucking, you are blind to life. You are fucking stupid, because I could never just take somebody's life just because I got my ass whooped because of whatever reason. I'm not taking nobody's life. Don't touch me and I won't fucking touch you. Don't talk about me and I won't talk about you. I'm a true certified hitter of you won't catch these motherfucking hands. Whether win, lose, draw, whatever you want to call it. You won't catch these motherfucking hands. That's what it is. But what I'm not going to do, I'm not going to threaten somebody's life. I'm not going to stalk their page. I'm not going to stalk where they go. Because guess what? You get 365 days out of a motherfucking year. 24 hours in a day. I got 24 hours in a day to get it. Not fucking worry about why the fuck so-and-so don't like me today. Or why Boo-Boo ain't fucking with me today. Or Dante or little Day-Day ain't fucking with me. I don't give a damn who not fucking with me. Don't touch me. Stay the fuck away from me. I'm going to pray God have mercy on you, but I never get it fucking twisted. I ain't fucking with nobody's money. Nobody should be fucking with my money. Nobody should be stalking me, because it's giving obsessed vibes. It's giving weird energy vibes. Like, stay where you at. But anyway, next topic, because I got all off topic. I'm sorry, y'all guys. Hey, y'all know how I get down. I got to spill all of it. Car warranties. Please, people, when y'all buy these cars, be mindful to check the warranties on the cars, because some people don't check it. And some cars come with an as-is warranty, meaning you get in the car, it's sold as-is, you're not changing anything on it, you don't see nothing wrong with it. As-is does not mean you have a true warranty on it. It's just an as-is warranty, meaning they sell it to you how it is. You cannot blame them for anything that goes wrong with that car, because guess what? You took the as-is warranty on instead of putting an extended warranty or a lifetime warranty on that car. Pay attention to the warranty, because there's different warranties you can have on your car. My car, for instance, has Jeep warranty on it from, you know, Jeep itself and Mopar. But what I found out, I had two batteries in my car because my car was recently broken down. My car batteries, both my batteries, because I have a push-to-start car. I have a push-to-start Jeep, you know, a newer model Jeep. Both batteries died in my car, and I'm thinking that I had a dope-ass warranty on it. Come to find out, it was an ass-is warranty. So, knowing me how I do, because when I buy a car, I always check my paperwork and I check the Carfax, everything. I checked back into it, and my car never did have a warranty on it. Whoever the fuck had the car before me, the car ended up being ass-is. The car is not old. The car is actually only a year or two old now. And I wish I would have knew then that, like, damn, why did my car didn't have a warranty on it? But I have extended warranty on my car. It just didn't click in for my batteries, because apparently the batteries came capped out more than what could be paid for. So y'all be mindful and look into stuff like that. Next topic, life insurance. Y'all, please, I cannot stress this enough, because I have life insurance and everything's up to my daughter and my husband when I die, when I leave this world, when God's ready for me to grace them pearly gates up there with my grandmother. Get y'all some life insurance. Stop playing around. Stop thinking this shit is a game. Get some life insurance. It shouldn't be just now that y'all hearing me say this, but please, enforce yourself to get life insurance. Getting life insurance on your kids, on your significant other, on yourself, on your family. Make sure everything is intact so when they pass and leave this world, nobody won't be having to go through the struggles of trying to raise money or do donations to pay for your loved one to get buried. Keep that in mind, y'all, because I'm big on life insurance. Any of my friends, family, I hate hearing people people leaving this world, and the first thing that the topic that comes out is they didn't have life insurance. Get life insurance. If you don't do anything else in this world, get life insurance. I promise you, it will take you far, because when you leave this world, you'll be insured and covered, and your loved ones will not have to, they'll be able to sleep better at night knowing the fact that you was covered and they're able to bury you in peace without any fucking financial strains or stipulations that's going on with that. Next topic, working in your 20s versus working in your 30s. I can say this. I've been working since I was 17 years old. I've owned my own business for, about a year now? Well, officially on paper, a year, but I've had my own business for about 3-4 years now. I can say I prefer being a business owner over working for somebody else, because I've worked a tremendous lot of jobs. And let me just say, those were experiences, and I take nothing from it, but damn, I went through some shit. These jobs is off the fucking Richter scale, baby. Like, crazy. These motherfuckers are crazy. I enjoyed each job that I had, even with the flaws and kinks that it had, but it made me the woman that I am today. And I can say working in my 20s taught me how to wise enough, so when I'm in my 30s, I work smart and not hard. Because working smart versus working hard comes out even better for you. But to be working in your 20s and gain nothing from it, guys, y'all gotta, besides the 401k, y'all need to be gaining something from that job. That job gotta give you some reason to stay there. Just making a check, making money, and it's not turning into lifetime wealth or generational wealth, I can't do it. I can't work a job like that. I'm not getting nothing else out of that job. That said job got to bring me more than just a little paper so I can spend this week and next week. I'm trying to take trips. I'm trying to do things. I'm trying to set my kids up for the rest of their life. I'm trying to set me and my significant other up for a lifetime of, if I do retire, I have something to fall back on. If I leave this job today, I have something that I can fall back on. Not the short-term goal of, I'm making money today, next week I got to figure out where the fuck the money coming from. No. Think smart, y'all. Working in your 20s will bring you a lifetime of thinking, hey, shit, I should have did this different. Or I should have did it. And act on it now. I'm 30 years old, and I look at things so different than other people. I've always looked at them different. But to know that I'm 30 now, and I'm my own owner, I'm my own entrepreneur, I do everything on my own, that the job that I was blessed to work for, like for 10 months, almost close to a year, that job was in a hostile work environment, and I did not need to involve myself, and that I took myself out at the time that I took myself out, is a beautiful goddamn thing. I'm proud of myself, because that was a journey. Most people don't even make it that far, because goddamn, jobs like that really bring out the ugly in people. And I'm proud to say that I did the damn thing and I got the fuck up out of there. But furthermore, next topic. When to quit your job. That ties into what I just said. You know when to quit your job. If the signs are starting to align together, the stars are starting to align together, job being hostile, you're dreading getting up each and every day, trying to figure out what's keeping you going, and the money's not the thing keeping you going, it's not giving you anything that you need in life, that is a sign that it's time to quit your fucking job. When the paychecks are not adding up, hours are getting cut, this and the third, time to quit the job. When your favorite employee, I'm sorry, we got no favorite employees, that ain't messy, that's just a breath of fresh air and a walk of life. When they quit the job, that's how you know it's fucking time to leave that goddamn job. That's how you know. There's too many signs to let you know, and too many red flags to let you know, hey, it's time to leave this job. I always be mindful and pay attention to stuff like that. Because if you don't, in the long run, you'll be in a world of shit if you don't pay attention to shit like that. Because I pay attention to all that. I promise you I did. I'm going to get the fuck on, regardless of what the fuck's going on. Ain't no job finna socially strain me or tie me down to the point that I can't fucking leave. Because I will fucking leave. If it's fucking with my health or anything of that sort, baby, I'm getting the fuck on. I don't give a fuck who it is. I will leave. All right, next topic. Should everybody in the world should have been the fucking heard about it, because it's been in the fucking news. Russia and Poland. So about the whole nuclear missile thing and World War III started. I believe we might be on the brink of World War III, but I'm a person, I don't like to get into politics, because politics can get real fucking messy. And shit can go real left if you got a different opinion than other people. That's why I'm real discreet about what the fuck I say and what I observe everything. I pay attention to everything. I look at the news, I read newspaper articles. I'm a junkie when it comes to keeping up on, you know, well-known sources and everything that goes on in the world, whether it's, you know, politics, whether it's cartoon, you know, just daily life, science, health, just anything. I'm a junkie when it comes to keeping up with shit like that, because I'm a very tech-savvy person. I keep up with technology very well. However, I will say this. If that's what the fuck it's finna come to, we need to prepare ourselves. Granted, it ain't got nothing to do with us with Russia and Poland, but for Poland to be neutral and all that shit going on, it's about to go down. Some shit gonna go down. That's all I got to say about that. Some shit gonna go down. And people thinking what it is, I say be mindful, because ain't no telling what the fuck finna happen. Russia done shook the table, and I think Poland finna shake that bitch, basically break that bitch. But anyway, next topic, voting. Y'all, there's no such thing as a perfect politician. I'm gonna just tell you that, because I don't know why people be lying to me. Oh, this person is perfect. There ain't no perfect politician, because if it was, some of the shit that happened because of the politics or because of presidents or whoever wouldn't fucking go on. So stop, get that shit out your head. Talking about, I'm voting for the perfect politician. You not voting for no perfect nothing. Because them motherfuckers got flaws too. Your best bet is to always, and I stress this daily, always do your fucking research when it comes to these politicians, man. I don't give a damn if it's who's Trump or for Biden, it's for whoever. Do your fucking research. This shit bigger than just the president, the Senate, the, you know, the Congress. Just all that shit ties into one. Who you vote for is who is fit to lead the country for the next couple years. Pay attention who the fuck y'all voting for. I just vote for somebody because it sounds good or because they so-called quote-unquote gonna cut y'all a fucking check. Fuck a damn check, bitch. My life mean more than that. Y'all better be mindful who the fuck y'all voting for. Y'all done have voting for motherfuckers just because they cutting y'all a little piece of a slab of a check. That should tell y'all something. The government ain't fucking broke. They up here cutting y'all checks for $350 and cutting your checks for $1,200. And y'all sitting up here voting for a motherfucker just because they give you a little piece of goddamn money. Fuck that goddamn money. That money ain't doing us, ain't doing shit for us. That shit ain't helping you get out of debt. It probably helping today, but it ain't helping no more than it fucking need to. Y'all better be wise. Know who the fuck y'all voting for. But anyway, I'm not gonna stay on the top because I'll be here all day. Next topic, all y'all should know this because it's common sense. Always follow your fucking gut. If some shit feel off to you, you're not crazy. You know what you're feeling. It's a gut feeling. You always get it, whether it's for bad, for good, follow that gut. Never, your gut is never wrong. Always follow it. Don't let these folks be out here tricking y'all, talking, I don't follow your gut. Don't listen to that. It might be some bullshit, blah, blah. Don't listen to these motherfuckers. Don't listen to these motherfuckers. Follow your fucking gut. If it's getting to you to the point that you can't sleep at night, or it's fucking with you on a detrimental level where it's fucking with your health and your mental health, man, please, fuck that. Follow your goddamn gut. Take the scissors and cut the motherfucker off if it's in regards to anything of cutting anybody off. Cut they ass off. Be done with it. Because I'm damn sure going to do it. Next topic, men's mental health. I will say this, and I'm a lover. I love my husband to death. I love my male friends to death as well. Men's mental health is just as fragile as women's mental health. I don't know why y'all keep sweeping this shit under the goddamn rug. But men's mental health matter too. Men's health matter too, goddammit. When it comes to their mental health, stop fucking sweeping it under the fucking rug. Y'all low down as hell. As soon as a man cry to you or break down and try to tell you something, the first thing you call that man soft. You call him all types of fucking obscure names, but get what? He call you a bitch or call you a pussy or a pansy for being how you been. Then he would talk to, so women's mental health don't matter? Men's mental health matter too. A woman can break a man and won't even fucking know it just how spiteful a motherfucker be. Y'all better pay attention to these goddamn signs. If a man come to you in his time of need, he trying to tell you what's on his heart and how he feel. He already feel like, because, sorry, my black man, I love y'all to death, but because how fathers or women or our mothers raising y'all, talking about some, oh, you got to be strong. You can't show no emotion. Can't show. Man, fuck that. I couldn't be a man because I'd be out here crying my ass off. Look, bitch, I'm tired. Okay? I'm tired. Men deserve to cry too. Men deserve the grief how they feel without the world painting them as the villain and all this off-the-wall ass shit y'all be painting them as. I be damn, because I'm going to fight for my man. I don't give a damn what y'all got going on. My man cried to me. Get what? It is what it is. Up there. I damn sure ain't going to be running Facebook or social media talking about some, oh, my man cried on my shoulder. Talking about he tired. And he this and that and the third. Baby, y'all ain't going to know shit over here. You ain't going to know nothing that going on over here. I be damn. Y'all crazy. Stop treating these men like that. Be aware of their mental health. That's why some of them are dying or killing themselves, because look what y'all doing to them. You're destroying the man and who he is. You're stripping him of everything that makes him him when you do that. Did y'all be talking about, so y'all want a strong man and all that dominant, submissive shit? Motherfucker ain't finna be submissive to a bitch that's being rude to him just because she on her period today or just because she feel like saying fuck men today. Bitch, I can be mean to you too. I want a submissive woman, but get what? You're going to be an ass? I'm going to show you how to be an ass. Y'all better be mindful of that damn shit. I'm wrong with y'all asses now. But we ain't going to get on this topic because I be getting on y'all asses all night tonight. Last topic for tonight. Difference between healing and being broken. Stop saying you are broken. You're not broken. There's a difference between healing and being broken. healing is it's a process. It takes time. Something you have to break down and understand that you're going to go through. When it comes to healing, it's a true process of getting rid of old habits, toxic ways, some of everything when it comes to healing. Healing is beautiful in so many ways. Being broken is you allowing yourself to be like a broken fucking clock. You're not trying to fix yourself. You're not trying to pick up the pieces of your life and trying to figure out what the next step is. You're too busy crying about, oh, damn, this is fucked up. Oh, ain't nobody gonna care for me. Oh, stop. Get over it. Pick yourself up. You're a queen, you're a king, whichever one you are. This your life. Take the reins of it. Get control of it. Understand that you matter. Your life matters. Everything you touch shall win. Everything you do shall win. Pray, love, be who you are. We ain't living in our last days, but treat this like it's your last days. Make memories, take pictures, get off social media, do a cleanse, do whatever you got to do to secure who you are for your sanity, for your mental health. And on that note, you guys, I'll see y'all next week. Peace out.